Contracts, salary caps. Why do our favorite teams make some of the moves they do? It's usually the money. It's time for the Business of Sports with Andrew Brandt.
Hey there, boys and girls. Welcome to another edition of the Business of Sports with Andrew Brandt. We're presented by betonline.ag. It's your online sportsbook experts. They're the exclusive partner of Podcast One Sportsnet, as you know, of which this podcast is part of. Use promo code PODCAST1. Get your 50% sign-up bonus today. BetOnline.ag. I'm going to give you a rant about marijuana in the NFL, but then I'm going to get into Bart Starr. I think there are a few people in media, a few people alive, and I don't say that brigaciously, that can sort of give you insights into Bart Starr, the great, great, great man and football player that died this week, as I can and I hopefully will be. I'll share some memories of Bart from my time, and so many people have tweeted and left me notes that it's just something I'll share with you. So first, a rant. And this rant is about marijuana use. We see news over the past week that the NFL and NFLPA have formed a committee, two committees, one to study mental health, which is obviously a great thing. I think depression and mental illness run rampant throughout society, and football is no stranger to that, too. Just like any part of society, you're going to have mental illness issues with a population of football players, and I also say coaches, front office, executives, staff, etc. And it's important that players and owners are studying that. You know, when I was in Green Bay, we had a mental health clinician that was kind of on call for the Packers, and she was around. But in retrospect, I wish that I sort of had her mandated to meet with every player every year. And the players would have no choice, because at that time, and maybe even now, there's some stigma attached. So that didn't happen as often as we would have liked. But mental health, obviously, priority and destigmatization is underway, which is great. Everyone, including myself, who I see a therapist as well, needs to have that. I think it can only help. There's no stigma to it. Everyone needs someone to talk to, kind of an independent voice about what's going on. The other committee, of course, is for pain management. And I think the key with pain management is nowhere in this release does it mention marijuana, but of course that's going to be the focus and has been, as we've heard over the past week from people like Chris Long, and of course we've heard over the years from people like Eugene Monroe, Kyle Turley, Jake Plummer, many others on the benefits of cannabis as opposed to opioids. That's going to be a continuation of this study. We're going to see what comes out of this study. The NFL is careful to say this is not about marijuana, it's just about pain management. Well, we'll see where it goes, because pain management and cannabis use are going to be linked. And then we get into the whole issue of whether we're going to have an NFL tolerance for use of marijuana. Right now we have discipline and testing, and everyone has to know this if they don't already. This is collectively bargained. We mentioned the NFL and the NFLPA. They don't agree on much, probably don't even agree on the color of the sky, but what they have agreed on in recent years, obviously the 2011 agreement with the testing for marijuana and the discipline, but what they have agreed on is a revision which raised the standard, the nanograms, from 15 to 35, which is getting rid of the secondhand smoke issue, although it's still under the threshold for baseball and for the WADA, the World Anti-Doping Association, in terms of nanoliters. But it did raise the stakes on that, so they did agree on that. But will they agree to just dump it? And I always say the NFL owners, if they're anything, they are relentless negotiators, so they're probably going to want to extract a pound of flesh for giving up this issue. The NFLPA is going to say it's a health safety issue, it's a pain management issue, we shouldn't have to give up something. But again, it's good luck with that. So we'll see where marijuana testing goes. Again, the pain management committee never mentions the word marijuana, but it'd be interesting to see where this goes. That's going to be something to watch. I think marijuana, you know, now we have so many states, 22 states, where there really are some kind of lax restrictions on marijuana. I think things are going to change, but I think the NFL is going to want something out of it. They already did get something out of the latest revision with some HGH testing now allowed in the NFL, blood testing, as opposed to none before. So this was a quid pro quo already, and who's to think that it wouldn't be the next time as well? So that's where we are with marijuana. My rant there really comes down to, you know, we have state law and we'll have federal law at some point, but there's NFL law, and NFL law is determined by the NFL and the NFLPA in this Magna Carta agreement called the Collective Bargaining Agreement. And right now it has testing, albeit only in a window that starts on 420. Yeah, good sense of humor. But it's in there. And will it be out of there? We'll find out as we talk about collective bargaining going forward. Now, word from ButcherBox. It's offering all its new members free, the Ultimate Barbecue Bundle, plus 20% off their first box. This is going to be a great deal as you celebrate the start of grilling season right now. The Ultimate Bundle, three grill-ready favorites, baby back ribs, 2 pounds of ground beef, New York strip steaks, $79 value, get $20 off your first box. It's ButcherBox. It's easy to get high-quality meat you can trust every month. 100% grass-fed and grass-finished beef, chicken, heritage breed pork, and my favorite, since I'm not a big meat eater, wild Alaskan salmon. That's ButcherBox. It's 100% grass-fed and finished beef, wild Alaskan sockeye salmon, and, of course, heritage breed pork, free-range organic chicken. Again, back to my salmon. They source pure, wild, sustainably harvested salmon from Bristol Bay, Alaska. They've partnered with fishermen who uphold strict fishing and handling practices to guarantee only the highest quality. So again, ButcherBox, celebrating the start of grilling season, it's offering new members the best deal ever. Two New York strip steaks, baby back ribs, 2 pounds of ground beef, completely free in your first box. Plus, you get that $20 off when you go to ButcherBox.com/BOS. Business of Sports, that's a $79 value at ButcherBox.com/BOS. Enter promo code BOS, start your summer right with ButcherBox. Now to my rant of the podcast, and I'm going to talk about Bart Starr. He passed away on Sunday. Obviously, he'd been suffering, if you watched anything in the recent years about Bart, suffering with debilitating disease, still trying physically and mentally as hard as he could, but ultimately succumbed to it the other day. Listen, there has been a lot said about Bart Starr, and there will continue to be a lot said about Bart Starr on the field and all the titles he won with the Packers and the Ice Bowl and going across the goal line and maybe the biggest play in history of the NFL before we get to the Super Bowl era and then winning those Super Bowls and winning so often. And then he was coach and all those on-field exploits. But hey, I'm talking about his off-field exploits. I'm talking about Bart Starr, the man, and I was lucky enough to be around Green Bay all those years where, again, he was in a little more robust health than in recent years. I was there for almost 10 years, 99-09, and what I saw was an incredible person, like beyond incredible, in the grace, in the graciousness, in the genuine and sincere interest he showed everyone. He came through the offices. He was checking on things. He was always an ambassador for the Packers, coming up for games, coming up for events, coming up to check on his Rawhide Ranch for at-risk youth that he put so much effort and attention and money into. But when he went into and started talking to employees, that's when I saw what was going on with Bart Starr, usually with his wife, who always had a smile on her face, always, 100% of the time. His wife, Cherry, they would just want to walk through the offices. And they really didn't want anyone to make a fuss over them. They didn't want to be led around. They just wanted to walk. And they'd stop at the desk and they'd see pictures and they'd talk about, oh, that's your daughter? How old is she? What is she into? She like dance? She like gymnastics? What's her favorite pet? What's her favorite color? And these were sincere questions. And they would follow up with handwritten notes. Everyone I know in the office got a handwritten note from Bart Starr, including me. I got two. And he ended every handwritten note with the exact same line, which was, thank you for all you do for the Green Bay Packers. It was cherished because what the Bart Starrs, they're not many of them around. There are not many of them left that truly, truly cared about everyone but themselves. Obviously, this was something that, you know, you see a person like that and you think, how are they like that? I used to watch him, and I would watch the way people interacted with him. And more importantly, after seeing this a few times, I would watch the person who interacted with Bart after Bart walked away. And inevitably, that person, man or woman, would have a smile on their face. They would kind of look around. They'd look down. They'd smile. They'd go back to work. a little more pep in their step. It was, I mean, just thinking about it gets me a little choked up because he left a trail of happiness wherever he went. Bart Starr was that special, where he took such a sincere interest in people that had nothing to give him, had no way to pay him back. There was no quid pro quo. He just had an interest. And even in his darkest days, as chronicled by Peter King in that moving tribute he did with Aaron Rodgers last year, was you saw that Bart, you know, trying to get the words out, not about him, not about anything else, but about Aaron. He wanted to do it for Aaron. He wanted to do everything for everyone else. And it just impressed me so much. And, you know, a close friend of mine shared something with me after this, and it was a letter that his father, my close friend's father, had sent a letter to Bart in 1976, basically criticizing Bart's coaching and disgusted with the play on the field. As you know, they weren't a good team under Bart when he was a coach. So Bart writes back, my friend, and I put this on Twitter. I'll just read it. Dear Mr. Klumpner, quite obviously we cannot answer all the letters we receive from fans during the course of a season, whether they be dissenting or complimentary in nature. The time simply does not allow it. However, in a case where someone takes the time to write and sign his name, we make every attempt to answer when we deem appropriate. We are sorry to lose you as a fan, of course, but what is sadder is the example you are setting for your sons. I hope while you are redirecting their young minds in the future, you will include tolerance so that when you occasionally err or unintentionally disappoint them, they will not lose their faith in you. May your sons always excel and enjoy the numerous rewards of athletic competition. Thank you for taking the time to write and express your opinion. Best wishes, Bart Starr. My friend talked about his father being disgusted with the play of the team and sending that letter, only to receive the letter back and become reengaged and have such a favorable opinion of Bart Starr and use it as an example in treating his sons better and never letting them see a negative side of him. It meant a lot to my friend. It meant a lot to me for me to share it out there that my friend allowed me to do this. And, of course, thousands of looks from people on Twitter about this. Again, all about Bart Starr the man, all about Bart Starr off the field. So when we talk about Bart Starr, when we talk about losing a legend, losing a Hall of Famer, this podcast, my column, my Twitter, it's nothing about Bart Starr on the field. I'm not that person. There are enough people doing that. But what I can share is what I saw off the field. I saw someone that cared, honestly, about the Packers in a way that few have, and not just cared about the team and the symbol and winning games and the players, but cared about everyone who worked there. Never, ever did he not have time for the lowest level entry level employee up to Brett Favre or Bob Harlan, our president at the time. Just a model of a man, and as he is now laid to rest, it's just something I've been thinking about this whole week, and I wanted to share that with you. That's my rant about Bart Starr the man, not the player, not the quarterback, but the man. Now, final word from betonline.ag. There's only one place that has you covered for everything going on in sports right now. We're at the end of May. You got the NBA and NHL playoffs, the most exciting time of the year. Every moment is in line with only two remaining teams left in both sports. So we got the current NBA Finals matchup, of course, the Warriors against the Raptors starting this Thursday, and of course, the NHL Stanley Cup Finals going on with Boston and St. Louis. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code PODCAST1. You get that 50% sign-up bonus. NBA, Stanley Cup Finals, all happening right now. Don't miss out on any of the action. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. That'll do it for this week's edition of The Business of Sports with Andrew Brandt. Appreciate you indulging me in my thoughts about Bart. Thanks to you, those that follow me on Twitter, at Andrew Brandt. You'll see a lot of Bart Starr notes this week. And, of course, Apple Podcast rankings, comments are always appreciated. We'll be back next week with another edition of The Business of Sports with Andrew Brandt.
Thanks for listening to The Business of Sports with Andrew Brandt. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. You can also get additional insider insight by listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, Even Money, and College Draft Podcasts, all at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts are found.